Blog Talk Radio.
You just tuned in to Blog Talk Radio, and this is Talk to Me, hosted by the one and the only, the most fantabulous, loveliest, wealthiest, and most jubilant sister in the world. That's right. My name is Minister Cherie Humphrey, and I am the founder and president of Diamonds in the Rough, Finding the Spirit in Me, and the producer of A Star Is Born Talent Events and Talk to Me Media. Our motto is standing firm on the promises of God. It is so nice to just be talking to you guys again. Thank you so much for tuning in. Go tell somebody, pass this link on, pass the call-in number on, so you can share with your friends and your family. This is a great, great topic. I can't believe you cheated on me. And so we're going to be discussing that and talking about relationships just a little bit. But for the most part, we're going to get into the lives of our guests. So we have two beautiful women that are supposed to be calling in on tonight. But before we do all of that, as you know, I got to do the preliminary stuff. A background on this show on Talk to Me, in case you haven't heard this show before, it will be 13 years I've been doing this show come April 23rd. I have over 400 guests that I've interviewed, probably way more than that, over 200 episodes, and over 10,000 in listeners, reaching the U.S., Canada, Germany, Indonesia, Cameroon, Philippines, India, Ireland, Sweden, South Korea, Malaysia, Japan, and the Dominican Republic. And so I will probably get into the list, long, long list of those who I remember have graced this show, celebrities and non-celebrities, at the very end of the show. I'm not going to take up too much time with that. I do want to get into some scriptures, though, and this is coming from the New Living Translation on dating and relationships. We're still on that topic since Valentine's. We had Ms. Jones call in. She's a radio host herself, a radio announcer, and she does so many things. So we're going to continue on with that. I definitely have to read 1 Corinthians 13, 4 through 7, because everything hinges on love. And love is patient and kind. Love does not envy or boast. It is not arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice at wrongdoing, but rejoices with the truth. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. And what my suggestion would be is that if you don't know what love is, you can always refer to this scripture right here. And what I always say is you got to love yourself before you love someone else. And then you know what standard that you should be allowing someone into your life and how they should be treating you. And if you're not treating that person that way and they're not treating you that way, it's best you not even start a relationship because you're not ready. I'm going to move on, and I'm going to go to 1 Corinthians 15:33. Do not be deceived. Bad company ruins good morals. And this is definitely the truth. Staying around people that are doing things that you know are not good, that are wrong, doing things that are wrong, et cetera, is going to put you in a position where you stay and you compromise or you walk away. And I know I've been there, done that multiple times and had to check myself and had to reevaluate who is in my life and who is surrounding me. So I don't roll with a lot of people, but I know a lot of people. Having acquaintances and comrades are different from having confidants. So know who your confidants are. I'm going to go to Psalm 37:3-4. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and befriend faithfulness. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. I'm still waiting on the right person. You know what I'm saying? I believe it's going to come at a point in time that it's supposed to come. I'm not in no rush, but I know I ain't getting no younger. And although I've been celibate 17 years, yes, once in a while I do desire someone significant in my life, a companion. But God knows if I'm ready or not, because I'm not sure I want to see that person every single day and all day long. So I have to still work on me, because that's something that I don't know that I can do anymore. But let's move on. Romans 12:9-10 says, let love be genuine. Abhor what is evil. Hold fast to what is good. Love one another with brotherly affection. Outdo one another in showing honor. And if someone is disrespecting you, that's not honoring you. If someone is putting you down, calling you names, your feelings, and who you are as a person, that right there is not honoring you. So you got to see if this person first honors themselves and honors God, and do they honor their parents if they're still living? You know, because I always say, you know, look at a man and how he, what's his relationship with his mom. That tell you a lot. It might not tell you everything, but it'll tell you a whole lot about that person and how you're going to be treated. So Psalms 46 says, 46:5, God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God will help her when morning dawns. Philippians 1:9-10, and it is my prayer that your love may abound more and more with knowledge and all discernment, so that you may approve what is excellent. And so be pure and blameless for the day of Christ. And that's what we're all working on as Christians, because we know we're not going to be Jesus and we ain't Jesus. We know that we're not perfect, but we're trying to get better and better. And that's the whole goal. You know what I'm saying? We're going to screw up sometimes. Yes, we are. Because what? We're human beings. So if you have somebody that tells you that they never do anything wrong, or they never do this, or they never, you know, right then and there, you know they're lying, because we all have flaws. So careful, watch, ask questions, and to get an understanding, because you may learn about the knowledge of what love is, but until you're actually in it, you won't know what it is, because some things just come by experience and going through it. That can teach you a whole lot that going to school can't tell you. I know for a fact, I've been to 4 colleges. I've gotten so much education that I don't even know if I want to move forward with education anymore. So I've gotten my degrees. So my thing is that life lessons have taught me so much more on the issue of love than anything else. I'm going to stop right there with the scripture. And I do want to make a couple announcements. So far this year, Tamar Caldwell and Ernest Brown are in the lead for the number of listens for their particular show. So I let the people know that if you come on this show, it's best that you promote yourself as well as I do, because I am going to be looking at the scores in December to see who won and reaching out to offer something to the winners. So you can forward this show after it is done for a friend or whoever that might be listening for a particular show. Excuse me. Donations are definitely welcome, monetary or otherwise. I do media, so there's a lot of things that I do that if you would like to give, I welcome it. I ask that you, you know, let God lead you. You can go to my GoFundMe, which is on the show page. The deadline, I thought, was the 31st, but it's the 29th, trying to get to Israel, if God wills it, with my church. And it's going to be a pilgrimage, and I definitely want to be a part of it. If you find in your heart to give something, please do so. You can order my books. We're talking about dating and relationships. I do have a thesis that I wrote for my master's program on relationships. It's called Can a Sister Get Some Love? So it's talking about women over the age of 40 who are educated in their likelihood of becoming married. And so I take different socioeconomic backgrounds, and I interview people, researched, et cetera, et cetera. It is a really good book to have, especially if you're, you know, looking for love. So you can get that, or Black Woman, My Best Thing, which is a poetic apology to all Black women for whatever reason. And it is a great poem. Put in a short book, and you could bless, you know, your lady, your wife, girlfriend with that book, and even women, get it yourself. Like I said before, my girlfriend, before I even published the book, I read it to her, and she cried, and I was so shocked by the response. So please, if you need to get some healing, that's the book for you. Get my art. I have over 30 pieces of art. Go to my website. You can book me for multiple purposes like business consulting, domestic violence, sexual assault groups. All of this I've done. All of this I have education in. Ministry, you can also, if you want to have me minister at a program, et cetera. MC, award-winning spoken word artist. So you can book me in that area, and I do comedy, and I also act. So if that's what you choose to do, I welcome it. And any condolences to anybody who has lost a loved one, I just want to say my heart goes out to you. God bless you, and I hope that you have a speedy healing in your family. I want to say condolences to Catawba. Sister LaWanda passed away at a very young age of a stroke. So we got to be mindful about taking care of our health. And Kataba is my cousin's cousin. So I'm going to go to a very short music break so I can bring back my first caller, and I'll do the birthdays at some point on another break. I am going to play her song, actually. This is Personal by J. Anne Marie. There you have it. That was Personal by J. Anne Marie, who is our first caller on tonight. I just want to read a little intro about her. J.M. Marie is an aspiring young talent with the voice of love. Her debut singles and EP are streaming now on all platforms. She is a beautiful and multi-talented 20-year-old who is very focused and easy to work with. And this, I'm glad that she put that in there, easy to work with. I'm going to read the rest, and then I'm going to come back to that. She is always ready to perform with consistent dedication and hard work. She has built up an array of followers that believe in her talent and love to watch her perform. She continues to follow her dream, others. And easy to work with. That is very important, especially when you're dealing in the music business or when you're dealing in entertainment, period. Because when people bless you and say to you, I want to promote you, I want to do this for you, I want to do that for you, when you got a difficult person doing that, then I find that the ones who are not even celebrities are sometimes, I'm not going to say always, the very worst to deal with. And I don't understand it. People who are known all over the world and internationally have come on this show. They've been so easy to deal with, you know, hand in what they're supposed to hand in, do what they got to do, just a pleasant demeanor, not difficult, not, you know, whatever. And so I love that. And one thing I know, J.M. Marie is a very sweet young lady, and every time I've asked her for what I've needed, she's done it. So I'm going to plug her in right now. Hello?
Hi.
Hello. Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm good. I'm hanging in there, and I hear your voice. That's always good.
Oh, I appreciate it. Thank you for having me.
Yes, it's just a pleasure to have you on. We were supposed to do it before, and it didn't work out, you know, and I said I'm going to get that girl back on again and do this thing because she's so really nice and kind, and I love that. You know, it's not enough just to have talent, but when you
right.
are pleasant and easy to work with, it is so much better.
Right.
Yeah. So I'm going by some of the things that you sent me, and, you know, you have done a lot in your 20 years, and you started off so young, and you were born in New York, and then came to Connecticut, and actually your birthday is September 29th, the same day as my niece, which is so funny. But then you started developing your artistry at 6 years old. So tell me a little
yes.
bit about that.
Yes. Well, okay, so I started off as a dancer. And so I was dancing, I was doing shows, big productions and things like that. And on the side, I was just writing music, just writing whatever I felt at my young age, just whatever came
yes.
to mind. And also, I continue to do that now as well. It's like it was a passion for me. It was a way to express how I was feeling because at a really young age, I found it was really hard to say the things that I wanted to say without crying or, you know, being upset while explaining it. So I wrote songs, and it really helped
yes.
me learn to express myself better. So I took that
Absolutely.
And I just brought it into my years as an adult, and
okay,
here
we're gonna
I am.
Stop right there because you just jumped over all the questions, and that is so good. But delve a little bit into the Apollo because I found that many of the guests, especially in the last year, comedians, etc., some of them have graced the Apollo. People don't know the significance of that, you know, and rubbing that same tree that people from like the 50s and 60s rubbed that were great, great legends now, including Michael Jackson and so many other people. What was that like, that experience at 7 years old? And you won.
Yes, I did. It was very exciting. It was great being on stage as far as something that was my own, because I had actually created the choreography for that competition. And it was great being around other people, other like-minded people. I'm always about being around other like-minded people because it's hard to find people like yourself. So
right.
It was just a great experience overall, just being around good energy and people that, even though you're in a competition, you know, they support you as well. And it was just a really great experience. It was very exciting. I was actually very surprised that I won.
Oh, you were surprised. Okay.
Yes, I was.
I hope I get to see you on. I've been watching a lot of the old Apollo reruns. And it's just been, you know, like so exciting for me to see back in the day when I first started watching it all over again. And these young kids that are now grown, you know, including yourself. So I hope that one day when they're showing the reruns from back in, you know, 1986 to the early 90s, that you're going to be in there somewhere so I can see you.
Yes. I hope so too.
Yeah, absolutely. And so you talked about passion. Do you think passion is necessary when seeking out your dream?
Oh, definitely. I think that plays a big role in it, because I feel like if you're doing something that your heart is not in it, you're not really going to give it your all. It's just a job. You know, if you're seeking out something that you have passion for, it doesn't feel like work. It doesn't feel like a job, because it's something that you want to do. It's something that you want to pursue.
Exactly. That is so true. I was told that where your passion and, you know, your passion and your talent or your gift meet, there goes your purpose. Now, don't you know, quote me 100% on that, but I believe that it's somewhere in the ballpark, you know, and people who are multi-talented, that's my problem. Growing up, I always been multi-talented, so I never knew what to focus on solely. So I just spread myself all around. And, you know, that could be beneficial, but it also can wear you out. So, I say to you, pace yourself, because you have so much under your belt. You know, you're like a quadruple threat. And, you know, doing the writing, the dancing, the singing, and now producing. So you started writing at 8 years old, and you said that it helped to bring out some of the feelings that you had inside. And I say to people, because I am a writer, that is a great way to express yourself so that you don't act out the wrong way. So
yes.
You said you met a lot of people, you know, that you mimicked yourself after, that you wanted to be like. And I just underline a couple: Mary J. Blige, Monica, Toni Braxton, Donnell Jones, who I interviewed last summer, and Michael Jackson, all these different people. Tell me why. I'm going to just pick one name. Mary J. Blige.
Wait, why what?
Why would you look up to her? What in particular character trait or you know, thing that she has done, or what is it about Mary that attracts you to being like, you know, her?
Well, I wouldn't say that I want to be like any of those people. I would just say that I really resonate with their music, because I, even though I'm only 20 years old, I really do consider the fact that I think I have a very old soul. So their music just really resonated with me. I really liked the music from those generations. That's the music I grew up on, and that's where I write from. I write from that old soul perspective.
Okay, and that's a wonderful thing because, you know, having an old soul is nothing wrong with that, you know, and you do you, whatever makes, you know, you assimilate to or want to be like or have some kind of interest in. These people are great greats. They're like, you know, mad legends. They're, you know, they can't be redone, of course, even though people
right.
try to. But we never right. going to have another Michael Jackson. That's it. It's over with.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
You know, so these are great people to look up to and say, oh, I like a part of how that their style is or their music is or their writing skills, production, whatever it is. I had that too growing up as a kid. I was 11 years old. I wanted to be Diana Ross. I wanted to live with Diana Ross. I just wanted to be around Diana Ross. And I actually met her after work
oh, wow.
one day. Yes, yeah, so, you know, I met a lot of celebrities in my lifetime. And so that always, you know, like you said, being around people that are like-minded, that makes you aspire to be just as good or better than them. So that's a wonderful thing, you know.
Yes.
That's a wonderful thing. So I played your song Personal, but you have a whole... we used to call it album, but y'all call it what, an EP, right?
Yes.
Okay. So you know my age, right? We didn't say EP, we said album. But you have this one song, Personal, that I loved. And when I listen to it, and you have so many other songs, One Shot, tell me a little bit about that. How'd you come up with that? What does that mean to you?
To me, well, I kind of wrote that song from two different perspectives. I wrote the song from a perspective of a relationship. And then I also wrote it from a business perspective as far as just people who don't want to work with me or didn't want to work with me. They didn't think that I was ready. And it made me want to take matters into my own hands because I just feel like people, they say, oh, like, you're not ready. You don't have the experience and stuff. But I feel, and this goes for anything, jobs, anything, it's like, how can you get that experience if no one gives you a chance?
Exactly.
So I decided to take matters into my own hands, and that was actually my first single that I came out with. It was just a way of saying, you only get one shot. When this and that happens for me, don't come back and want to work with me or want to be with me, because I wanted to take that step with you first before I took matters into my own hands.
Okay, so basically you're telling them, look, you got one shot, boom. That's it. I'm not coming back around this corner again with you. And I understand that because, you know, you're a young woman. And I was, you know, an aspiring artist. I was singing at an early age, writing at a very early age. You know, all these different things, doing plays and being in singing groups and going solo. I put myself in the studio. And so I know how hard it is when you're trying to do this and you're young and even in the job market. You know, I remember back then when they tell you, oh, well, you don't have no experience. Where have you worked? You know, hello. Like, if you don't let me work this job, I wouldn't be working with nowhere. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And then
right.
I know the opposite of that, being overqualified, no one wanting to hire you because you're overqualified in the job that you're trying to seek, and therefore they're not going to hire you either because they know they got to pay you. So
right.
they got to pay you well. Baby, you keep your head up and you stay encouraged. You are on the right track, and just keep pushing and kicking them doors down, and somebody is going to say yes, you know. And get into the next question. this is about the topic for tonight.
Okay.
The topic is, I can't believe you cheated on me. Have you ever experienced that? And if so, tell us a little bit about it.
Yes. Yes, I did experience that. Well, I was 16. And you know, I was young, and I'm a good girl. So
right.
As far as me, you're gonna get, you know, my time, you're gonna get my appreciation, you're gonna get love from me. But until I feel like I'm ready to take other steps, then that's when I will. And I think that was the problem. I think, you know, they wanted to take things further, and I wasn't ready for that. And it just resulted in me getting cheated on. So.
Yeah, and don't be ashamed about it, because it wasn't you. Boys that age, they just are horny, and, you know, they want to do what they want to do. They're just starting off and trying to, you know, what do you call it, sow their wild oats. I was 16
yeah.
when I got cheated on. I mean, and
yeah.
It's for the same reasons. So,
yeah.
you know, you think it's your fault. You think, okay, well, am I pretty enough? And you know you're pretty. And what did I do, you know? And you realize it wasn't your fault at all. This guy ends up having two babies by the same girl he cheated on me with that he got caught. And I didn't know how he did it or how he had the time. But I called
his
behind and I went off on him, cussed him out, and that was it. You know, later he ended up in jail with four kids, not knowing what he was doing out of life. So I'm glad that happened, that it gave me the opportunity to walk away from this fool. So,
right.
you know, in retrospect, God is protecting you. It's not always, you know, what is you think is going on. Could be just simply the Lord is protecting you from something he don't want you to experience.
Right,
you know.
Right, and
mm-hmm.
I had to grow up and understand that. You know, I'm
right.
still learning, and I'm still, you know, developing my relationship with God. And I had to grow up and learn some things. And I heard you
yes.
on the show earlier talking about how you learned a lot more from life lessons, and I can definitely agree with that.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And so when you hear your grandmama back in the day saying something to you and you like, whatever, grandma, you old as butter, you know, like you're old and decrepit now. What advice you got to tell me? You don't know what's going on. I'm young. You know what I'm saying? You think you know everything. You know, you think you're invincible and all of that. But that's what comes with youth. And that's what I hear in your voice. I hear the freshness. I hear this young, youthful voice. And, you know, as time goes on, you know, your voice will get better. And not that it's not better now, but you're going to tell from the life experiences how you sing those songs. That's the thing they talk about with Mary J. Blige. The more pain she went with, the more hits she had, because she sang that from those experiences. You know,
right.
and... There's nothing wrong with what, you know, with having those experiences, because many of us women have at least one time somebody cheated on us. You know what I'm saying? We all have
right.
been through it.
Right. And that's another thing. I really want people to resonate with. That's why I share my experiences, or, you know, just anything that I feel through my songs, just in case anybody out there is listening and needs somebody that hears them, that resonates with them. I'm all about that, because I'm a great listener, and I feel a lot of things that I know other people go through as well, and I just want a lot of people to know that they're not alone in certain experiences.
Yes. Absolutely. And I'm going to stop right there. Since my second caller hasn't called in yet, I am going to go to a very short musical break and have you stay on the line Don't hang up. And I want you to sing just a little something. Don't have to be a whole song in entirety until the second caller calls in. I know she's very busy and just got off work, and California is in a different time zone. So God willing, she will call in. But just hold on, sweetie. Don't hang up, okay?
Okay.
Love.
You've tuned in to Blog Talk Radio, and this is Talk to Me, hosted by Cherie Humphrey. I have a wonderful young lady that I have been interviewing. Thank you for tuning back in. I do want to just give birthday shout-outs, and then this young lady, J-Ann Marie, is going to sing a little something for us. So birthdays for this month, Marlon Randolph, Kim Matthews, Debbie Dupree Holland, Tasha Seabrooks, Tyrone McCray, author ML Brooks, Amanda Campbell, Michelle Walker, Missy Poindexter Brown, Easy Taylor, Pastor Joseph Green, Dr. Reverend Perry, Brianna Gormany, Stephen Daniels II, my big baby brother, Weedy Whitaker, Candace Burke, Michael Sistrunk, Tamar Cardwell, Bobby Ramos, Prophetess Brenda Culpepper, Kylie Roselle, Stefan Williams, Tyrone Daniels, Ann Frazier, Tashana Perry, Terry Rogers, Mark Mesidor, William Mathis, Jim Amon, and my youngest brother, R.T. Smith. So happy birthday to everyone. If I've missed anyone, if you'd like to be a part of this show, please reach out to me. If I don't know you, text me first or inbox me or email me. All my information is up on the show page. If you'd like to donate to any of the causes, the trip to Israel, or if you'd like to donate by purchasing some books, I have many children's books or relationship book, and my artwork, please do so. All the information is up on my website, www.ditrfindingthespiritinme.org. I'm going to click this young lady back in. Hey, you still there?
Yes, I am.
All right. Yeah, so we just have been talking a little bit about relationships, and before you sing, I just wanted to talk about something that you are going to or probably know by now is red flags when you're in a relationship or you're just starting to date someone. Recognizing red flags and listening to that inner spirit, because we have women, as women, we have a keen intuition when we listen to it. The more we listen to it, the better it gets. If there's something down in your gut that just don't feel right, more than likely it's not right. And you got to listen to that, because if you don't, that's the way the Lord is just telling us, nope, that's not it. That's not the one. What do you feel about
right.
that? Have you ever experienced any red flags ever?
I haven't experienced any red flags as far as relationships goes, but I have in friendships.
Okay.
So that
yes.
technically, I guess, that still counts as a relationship with someone.
Yes.
But
yes.
Yes, I have definitely experienced some red flags as far as friends go.
Right. And yes, friends are definitely a part of our lives, and sometimes more so than a boyfriend or a girlfriend.
Right.
Because we connect with this person. We share information sometimes that we may not share with our significant other. And, you know, and so most people don't look at a friendship as the same thing. But if you see red flags in any relationship, it's best to listen to that.
Right.
Yes. Yes. So I just wanted to throw that out there in case anyone is listening. You know, listen to those red flags. I actually started a dating app, and it's called Check'em. But it's not up on Google yet, but it is to prevent domestic violence and sexual assault, prevent, you know, different things before you're moving forward in a relationship, to know up ahead of time with the cards laid out on the table and not finding out 2 years, 5 years or 10 years from now who this person actually is. Not that they're going to tell you the truth, but you could tell by somebody's body language. usually,
right,
if they are telling the truth. Now, explain that. You said right. So how do you know that?
I know that if someone, I specifically have experienced this, is if someone is, if you're talking to someone about something and I noticed that they're not really looking at you, or they keep looking at you and looking away while they're talking to you, something is going on. Something suspicious is happening.
Right, right.
That's definitely
absolutely
what that I've experienced, you know. If I feel like,
yes,
if you're talking to somebody about something, you should be able to look them in the eye. And I know some people have, like, a hard time with eye contact and stuff, or they get anxious about with eye contact. So I understand in that case, but you can usually tell if it's anxious or if it's they just don't want you to know.
And you know what? You are so smart. Because that's something I didn't realize till I was way older. Like, that used to be a problem with me when I was young. I used to get very nervous looking people,
mm-hmm,
straight in their eye, unless I was angry. Then it didn't matter. But, you know, that is the truth. And you can usually tell when it's nervousness and somebody being anxious. You're right. I believe that's,
mm-hmm,
true. Yep. Yep. But I want you to bless us a little bit with something, especially we have all the time in the world, because I think something must have happened as far as Lala not calling in yet. I know she had some pressing issues, and I was hoping that she could just call in for a few minutes. But we have the time now, so grace us with your voice.
Okay, so this is a song on my EP. So actually the last song. It's called Phases. And I decided I'm going to sing this one because, well, number one, it talks about relationships and in the spirit of this conversation that we've been having as far as relationships. I thought this would be a good one. And it's also just about moving forward and finding that courage to move forward and knowing that if you are feeling a certain way or something has happened, that it will pass and things will get better. So this is Phases.
Okay.
Okay. It was so much easier when I thought it couldn't be. Never felt that something like this would ever happen to me. Saw you through blind eyes. That's why I couldn't see that you were just another trial to my perfect fantasy. And oh, if it too could feel my pain, something keeps telling me I'll never be the same. Never thought that I could feel this way. I guess there's nothing left that you can say. Phases, we're going through phases. It sucks and I hate it, but I just have to face it. Oh, I can't take it. So many phases where everything changes. New days and new faces. But I just have to fake it until I make it. So many phases. Okay, that's Phases.
All right. I'm going to give you some snaps over here like the poets do. That was beautiful. That
Thank you so much.
Yes. And I guess you've had your exclusive on tonight. This show was all about you. And it was a pleasure just talking to you and getting your perspective and you sharing your advice and what you've been through with people out there listening, especially the younger generation. And they need to hear it coming from you. And so you keep doing what you're doing, young lady. And if you
Thank
ever want to be on the show again towards the end of the year, you're certainly welcome to do that. And God bless you in all your endeavors.
Thank you so much. And I really do appreciate you having me on.
You're welcome. All right. Have a blessed night. Bye-bye.
You as well. Bye.
Okay. There you have it. That was Jay Ann Marie. This has been her exclusive on tonight. God does what he wants to do. I pray, I ask the Lord, you know, for these guests to keep their word and do go forward and do what it is that we discuss. And sometimes things come up and God worked it out so that this lady, a young lady, would have this show all about her. And so I'm going to go to another musical break. I'm going to come back, and I am going to read those who have graced this show, if I can get through it with my voice, and continue on. So stay tuned in. Don't hang up. Don't stop listening.
What we're going to do now is go back.
DJ, keep playing that song.
tuned in to Talk to Me Radio. I am Cherie Humphrey, your host and producer of this broadcast. I want to say thank you to everyone who's tuned in. Continue to stay tuned in because we are going to be having some awesome people coming up on the show. And it's just even the people who are not celebrities yet and they're aspiring to be, they're people too with great experiences, some with great knowledge, and multi-talented, multifaceted people. So I do not discriminate, and I love having young people on the show because I once was young, and I was an aspiring everything. So I get it, and I love when young people are doing positive things in the community and striving towards their goals. They're not out there doing all kind of things that they can be doing, you know, using drugs, tricking, fighting, you know, getting locked up, you know, shooting, all that stuff, you know. So I love it. I love it when I see that, that they're focused. I am going to read off the names of people who have graced this show, well, some of them. And some I've interviewed with my media, so I'm going to list tell everybody. Benita Brooks, Ernest Brown, Tamar Caldwell, Melba Moore, C.C. Pennison, J.J. Harrison, Jojo, the rapper, legend, Donnell Jones, Special Ed, Davey Lozano, Christopher Williams, Randy Young, Bernard Jackson of Surface, Doobie Powell, Joe Show, Nick Kelly, Nick Agneto, Curtis Blow, Stacey Ladisaw Jackson, Glenn Jones, D. Lucas, The Green Violinist, Tony Redd, Darren Cookie Moore, Norman Tappan, Chris Clark, Mo Green, Monique Smith, Dre Romero, Spencer Camp, Calvin Richardson, Wendell B., J.D. Lawrence, Marcel Lashley Davies, Richmond Punch, Carmichael the Music Lover, Isaac Zellner, Cool Mike Ski, Wasan Jackson, Craig Kelly, A Plus Hollywood, Tony Bird, King Mafioso, Jonathan Du Bois, Junior and Senior, Ane Du Bois, Ken Mathis, Jeanette, Elder Jeanette Green Washington, Pastor Joseph Green, Avis Daniels, my mom, Andrea Daniels, my sister, and Charles. I gotta laugh when I say his name. He's so silly. Sebastian Tribby, LaVon Briggs, Jonathan Gates, Mika Jean, Hope Flood, Howie Bell, J.P. Justice, Drew Frazier, Capone, J. Alexander, Gerald Kelly, FSW, Pastor Brown, Janice Dempsey, A. Curtis Fowl, Riff, Easy Taylor, Keisha Rainey, Judah Seeley, I think I said Darren Cookie Moore, Rashawn Langley, Kiki West, Tiffany Cazell, Omar Wilson, Phoenix Fire, Jay the Comedian, Misconduct, Ricky Allen Drawn, Jade Trini Goring, Coffee Goring, Deborah Williams of Her Game 2, Don Nod Nottingham of the Stylistics, Midnight, Marcia Sapp from New York, Carissa Dow, violinist from New York, John Hinton, Bernadette Barnes out of New York, Prophet Ramai Jubilani, Ashley Mondestin, Pierre Guten, Pastor Arlene Henry, Maris Goldstone, Prophetess Brenda Culpepper, Damon Cook, Kia Swentz, Tatanya Ford, Sonia Hudson Payne, Trina Seymour Bowers, Lauren G., Sheila McCoy, author M.L. Brooks, Odelia, Pastor Felicia Cunningham, Lou Humphrey of BSD Recordings, Kent Barrett of WNHU, Jerry Green of WYBC, Rasheem Dixon of WYBC, Steve Wallace, Sierra Clark, Misconduct, radio announcer from New York, Lyle Hassan Jones, Songbird, Dave Farrell out of California, Travis Sims, Jason V. Watts, Dwight Lamar out of New York, Herb Boyd Jr., Tyrone Dunmore, Candace Rena, Bobby Ramos, John Lawson, Matthew Kirkwood, former assistant producer of the McDonald's Gospel Fest, E.T., Lachey, Nicole, Jerome, Tamar Jerome Pierre, Greg Hill of the Delphonics, Robbie Jenkins, Marilyn Moore, Naja McKenzie, Najia Cummings, Darlene McGee, formerly of WDJZ. I know Gloria's on the radio show I was on. She's a producer there as well. I can't remember the name of it. Pastor Gene Smith, Dr. Green, Rodney Bethea, Lynn Mosher, Darlene Addison, Chandra Shabazz, Carolyn Smith, Kayla, oh God, what is Kayla's last name? I got to write this down. Mr. Council, Mimi Ali, Frankie Brady, Elder Savonda Gaskin, Pamela Wright, Spencer Camp, Kaylin Jackman, Amari Daniel Bay, Jennifer Armistead, Robert Williams of Blue Magic, Jazzy Matt, Dr. Jamal Bryant, Jamaica Morrison, Bishop Ernest Richards, Michael Jones, Denzel Williams, Gina Blaze, Connie Johnson, formerly of 88.5, Lamar Taylor, James Fountain, Lisa Mellers, Jeanette Zacks, David Davis. Excuse me, y'all. I need to get a sip. David Davis, Anthony E. Brown Jr., Ernell Grant, Brian DeCausey, Doremus Williams, Matt Jones, Sheena Bailey of New York, that's Pearl Bailey's granddaughter, Cool Bubba Ice, Humphrey Bogart, Marlon Randolph, Lachey Nicole, Asante M. Robinson, Johnny Lemon, Karina Ford, Tishy Anderson, Renee Love, Treasure Mary, Steve Wallace, Ebony with an X, CeCe Lee, Kaylee Roselle, Top Notch Band, Norman Tappan, Monique Smith, Vicky Winans, Pastor Shirley Caesar, Donnie McClurklin, Mighty Clouds of Joy, Jennifer Holiday, Damian Marley, Little John, Sierra, Little Bo, Elephant Man, Terry Crews, Mary Mary, Bobby Valentino, Diedrich Haddon, and several more that I don't remember. Nigel, Dr. Jell, Dunkley, Janet Dawson. I do remember one, J.J. Harrison. Velasquez Singers out of New Jersey, Walter Armistead out of New York, Ashley Welfare, Walter Taylor, Janice Murray, Lawrence Green out of Jersey, Sammy Maximum, John the Apprentice, and many, many more. If you have graced this show and I didn't say your name, please let me know. Text me or inbox me. Thank you so much. If you would like to accept Christ into your life, just openly, declare. Romans 10, 9 through 11. And if you want, you could do that with a minister, a pastor, a bishop, someone who is an elder in the church, someone who is a missionary. And if you can't do it, just do it in the presence of someone else. It says if you openly declare that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is by believing in your heart that you are made right with God, and it is by openly declaring your faith that you are saved. As the scriptures tell us, anyone who trusts in him will never be disgraced. God bless, and thank you for tuning in. Make sure you tune in for March 13th and my birthday show, which is coming up on March 27th, because on the 28th, I will be celebrating my birthday, 52 years on this earth. Thank you, and God bless. I'm going to take you out with a song. Oh,
the lady.